Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Tuesday, August 5th, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. I hope you all had a great start to your week. We're now, unfortunately, in the worst day of the week, which is Tuesday, but that's okay because we have Eagles football to talk about, and we are now only 2 days away, depending how you look at it. Like, I would say you're kind of 1 day away in the way that you're already in Tuesday, so you have to get through Wednesday, and then Thursday is the day. But you could also say 2 days because it's Tuesday and you've Wednesday, Thursday. But regardless, we are almost there. Eagles football on Thursday. Eagles versus Bengals in a preseason game. Guess what? Probably not going to see any of the starters, but there will be some really interesting battles taking place in that game. The receiver spot. I bet you'll see some of the corners. Vic Fangio likes to play his guys, so it wouldn't completely shock me if you maybe saw Cooper DeJean out there at safety. Like, I think you'll see some of the guys. You're just not going to see AJ, Devontae, Saquon, Jalen, any of those guys. But still, it'll be Eagles football. And today, we'll start to get a little bit of the answer on who we'll see out there. As let's talk about what is on the schedule for today. And our day starts off with Nick Sirianni, 9:40 a.m. press conference from the head coach. This will be the last time we'll hear from him until the preseason game. We'll see if he's willing to say if anybody isn't playing. My guess is he's going to say, we don't have to decide yet. We're not at that point. We have to get through today, which fair enough. Although I think he probably does have a good idea of who's going to play and who's not. But that's how the day starts off with Nick Sirianni at 9:40. I was about to say Nick at Night. Remember that back in the day? Was it SNCC? Saturday Night Nick? That was pretty cool. And then TGIF on, was it ABC with like Boy Meets World? And I feel like there were other shows on there. But regardless, 9:40 a.m., Nick Sirianni press conference, 10 a.m., practice begins, and it'll be the third straight practice. My guess is it's going to be a pretty light day at the office for the starters. You're probably going to see a lot today of the third team as they prepare for that preseason game. And Tuesday was a, Monday, I should say, was a fairly intense practice. A lot of competitive drills, a lot of situational football. They went about an hour and 40 minutes. So my guess is you'll see a lighter day today, but 10 a.m. practice begins, and then after practice, I believe, will hear from Jalen Hurts. Maybe Devontae Smith, we'll see, but get some good post-practice press conferences. And of course, as always, we will have all those updates for you of anything interesting they had to say on the Wednesday morning daily pod. So 10 a.m., tune in, make sure you're around as we'll have practice updates live. But if you can't, as always, a post-practice pod will be in your feed later in the day today. Before we get into the injury report from Monday's practice, the Eagles did make a trade late Monday night, and I actually think it's a trade that's going to mix up some things. So the Eagles sent Thomas Booker to the Las Vegas Raiders in exchange for Jakorian Bennett. So Jakorian Bennett comes to the Eagles, an outside cornerback. He's played predominantly outside cornerback in his career. Thomas Booker leaves the Eagles a champion, gets a Super Bowl ring, was a good player for them last year in his role. Now he has gone off to Las Vegas, and the Eagles bring in Jakorian Bennett. So first, what do you need to know about Jakorian Bennett? Well, he's a former fourth round pick, 2 years of NFL experience. He injured his shoulder last year, which ended his season, but he seems to be healthy. Obviously, if the Eagles are acquiring him, they feel good about where he is at. He is 5'11", 195 pounds. He has 24 games of experience, 11 pass deflections, no interceptions, and has 121 snaps of experience in the NFL. So he's played, like I said, almost exclusively on the outside in his 2 years in Las Vegas. And the numbers on him seem to be good. So you look at some of the tweets that are floating out there, and this is according to the Autumn June, via Twitter. And this is, you know, according to Pro Football Focus, I would assume, but so Jakorian Bennett ranks among NFL cornerbacks with 450 plus snaps, 18 receptions allowed, third, 37 targets allowed, 27th, 176 yards allowed is second, zero touchdowns allowed, which is obviously tied for first, nine pass breakups, and a 62.4 QBR. So that was last season before he was injured. And obviously, that's very encouraging. So I think the Eagles trading away Booker is not nothing. Like, he is someone that had a good chance to make the team. I will say this is good news for Gabe Hall, as Gabe Hall, I think, now will make the team. But as you'll hear later in this pod, Vic Fangio did say nobody was standing out really between Adoree and Keeley. This guy has played on the outside. So maybe this is legit competition for him. Watching the highlights I did after they traded for him, seems impressive. Does seem like he kind of fits the Nick Sirianni tough football player mindset. So I don't think this is just bringing in a body. Like, I think he arrives on the bubble. He does not arrive as a long shot. Because, again, Thomas Booker is not nothing. So we'll find out more today. We'll see if he's probably not going to be at practice, I would assume. But, he might be there. He probably just won't be in pads. So we'll see, you know, what Nick Sirianni says about him later today. We probably won't hear from Fangio until after the game. My guess is he does not play on Thursday. But we could see him out there on the practice field on Saturday. And we'll see where they have him. At 5'11", he has the size to be a nickel, but has played predominantly outside. So, interesting trade. Excited to watch this guy. Again, I think Thomas Booker and Gabe Hall were competing. Now, Gabe Hall seems to have won that matchup. So, this is a guy that other teams were apparently after. You read articles about how the Raiders were itching trading him, and, you know, obviously they don't have to cut him because Eagles go and trade for him. So, interesting trade. We'll see what ends up happening, but an exciting way to start your Tuesday with the Eagles making a trade. So a little behind the scenes baseball, just so you guys know. I recorded the Daily Pod prior to this trade being made. So from here on out, we talk a lot about the cornerback position, at least early on with Vic. So Bennett was not a part of the team yet. So we'll do a little like do-do-do-do, and we'll continue the pod. But when you hear what Fangio has to say, you can probably hear in his voice, like, he's not super thrilled, I don't think, with either Adoree or Keeley. So they'll be a part of the pod that maybe is a little outdated. But outside of that, we still got a bunch of good stuff for you guys. So that'll do it with, like, the emergency part of the pod. Now back to the regular daily part of the pod. All right, let's get into the injury report, as that injury report keeps growing and kind of some interesting stuff going on with the guys that are limited. So first, the guys that did not practice on Monday, Zach Bond once again out with a back injury. A.J. Brown, as expected, not practicing with a hamstring injury. Terrace Marshall still out with that knee injury. And then there's three new additions to the injury report. So Byron Young, the defensive tackle that they claimed off of the Raiders last year when he was cut, he missed practice with a groin injury. I don't think he's making the team. Maybe he'll be on the practice squad again if he gets through waivers, but I do not think Byron Young will be on the Eagles 53-man roster. Missing time, not going to help him, but I don't think he was going to anyway. Montrell Johnson Jr., the running back out of Florida who's had a really good camp, shame to see him go down with a hamstring injury. So he didn't practice. I think this is the second day in a row. He was out there on the field today. He just wasn't doing anything. Really unfortunate. I mean, Thursday could have been big for him. We'll see if he's able to play on Thursday. But my guess is he probably won't play on Thursday, and then he'll have those last two preseason games to really stand out. Now, it could be if you want to play a little chess, like conspiracy theory, they don't want to put him in a preseason game because they want to try to get him through waivers. But regardless, unfortunate, he suffered that hamstring injury. Lewis seen a hamstring injury. His chances of making the team feel like they're really shrinking by the day. Not getting really any looks on the first team that I've seen. Feels like he's pretty far down the depth chart. Disappointing, I would say, for Lewis seen as a former first-round pick. Never got a real chance. But, yeah, he did not practice with a hamstring injury. And then Trevor Keegan, on the injury report, did not practice with a back injury. So let's talk about Trevor Keegan for a second. Trevor Keegan, as you know, official guy of the pod. Me and James, big Trevor Keegan guys. But unfortunately, it feels like things are not rolling his way right now. He couldn't get in last year at guard, which, understandable, they didn't have any injuries. Like, it was tough to get in. But this year, they didn't give him a chance versus Steen. He's not being discussed in that competition. They bring in Matt Pryor. They draft Drew Kendall. And they trade for Kenyon Green. Now, Trevor Keegan has taken some snaps at center, and those have not gone really well, at least it seems, in terms of snapping the ball. I can't say in terms of other things he's doing well, but the snapping of the ball appears to have not been going great. So Trevor Keegan's roster spot feels like it is up in the air, and that's unfortunate because I think he has potential. I think he could be a good player if he got consistent snaps. It just doesn't seem like that's going to happen in Philadelphia. So Trevor Keegan, I would guess, not going to play on Thursday at this point, but didn't practice on Monday. All right, let's talk about the limited guys. So Ben Van Sumeren listed limited with an ankle. He did team drills. Mac McWilliams limited with a quad. I did not see him in team drills, but it's possible I just missed that. And then three interesting notes here. One, Nolan Smith was back with a concussion and was doing some team drills. I'm pretty sure I saw him out there. But he left practice early with a trainer, according to Dave Zangaro. I miss Nolan leaving the practice field, but Dave is like the attendance king out there. He recognizes everything, or not recognizes, he notices everything. So Nolan Smith leaves practice early with the trainer. Unclear if that's the concussion or not. Hopefully it is not. We'll see on Tuesday, or today, I should say, if he's going to be out there, but not great that he had to leave practice after coming back from a concussion. And then Kenyon Green also left practice early after vomiting on the field during offensive line drills. I don't think Kenyon Green's making this team. Like, he might have a shot, but I feel like things are trending in the wrong direction for Kenyon Green. And then two interesting notes. Andrew Makuba did not do team drills again. My guess is he's not going to play on Thursday. The first time you'll probably see him in a game is hopefully next week against the Bengals, or I should say the Browns. But I don't think he'll be out there with the because of the shoulder injury on Thursday. And then, you ready to talk long snapper? Charlie Hewlett, the long snapper that they signed this offseason, was limited with a neck injury. Now, here's what's interesting. So the Eagles signed long snapper Christian Johnstone, and he was at practice on Monday. And in order to do so, they waived defensive back BJ Mays. Now, when I first saw this, I thought, well, Charlie Hewlett's injured. They probably just need someone to snap the ball. But Charlie Hewlett snapped the ball in team drills on Monday, and Christian Johnstone's still there. So you do wonder if maybe this is a real competition. Now, we had mentioned that our good friend Jimmy Kemsky of Philly Voice had noticed early in training camp that maybe the snaps weren't great from Hewlett. So this will be something that we'll have to keep an eye on. And it's a big deal because Jake Elliott missed kicks last year. Clearly, they felt snapping was an issue. And we all know how worried everyone was going into the playoffs with kicking. So the long snapper competition, definitely a thing that we're going to have to monitor. And we'll see what happens today at practice. But yeah, Charlie Hewlett with the neck injury did practice, but still brought in a long snapper. Feel like we got another competition at training camp. All right, let's talk about some stuff that Vic Fangio had to say on Monday at his press conference. So Vic Fangio, as we know, always keeps it real in his pressers. And the first question he was asked was, what's going on with this cornerback competition? Something me and James talked about in the post-practice pod on Monday. Go check that out. Recap Monday's practice. So Vic was asked about the cornerback competition, and here's what he had to say.
At that corner spot, there's only so much you can tell, obviously, out here. But what do you think about Keeley's tackling ability and whatever he's seen so far with the door?
Yeah, I think Keeley will be a good tackler. You know, he is a good special teams player. I don't think tackling will be his issue at all.
So I agree, neither player has really separated themselves. Now, what's interesting is Vic did have some very nice things to say about Adoree Jackson after last week, kind of ripped into him a little bit, said it's time to show who he is, you know, said the Titans didn't re-sign him, the Giants didn't re-sign him. So I asked Vic today, or behind the curtain, I asked Vic on Monday what he thought of Adoree Jackson, and here's what he had to say.
You had said last week it was, you know, time for Adoree to show who he is as a player. How have those last few practices been for him?
Been good. You know, I think Adoree's had a good camp. I think he's competing well. I think he's focused with a good mindset and like where he's at right now.
So, you know, throwing Adoree a compliment there after kind of ripping him to shreds last week. It's tough to say where this is at right now. I do think the competition is a close one. I do think that there is no clear-cut winner. I don't think either of them have really separated themselves. But I also think that if they were to play a game, that you would see Adoree Jackson in there. I think Adoree just has more experience. I think Vic would trust him more to do the right thing. I think Keeley at this point physically is there. Vic talked about what a good tackler he is and those type of things. But I just think Adoree has been seen more in the NFL. He's played more. And when it comes down to a close competition, I think Vic will pick the guy that has more NFL experience. But one thing one name that has not been talked about a lot in this competition, but might be working his way into it, Eli Ricks, my guy. If you're a pod listener for a while, you know I've always defended Eli Ricks. I think he's going to be really good when he gets a chance. So Vic was asked if Eli Ricks could potentially get involved in this cornerback competition, and here's what Vic had to say.
Eli Ricks, noticed him the past couple of days. Where is he in the conversation when he talked about that spot opposite Quinion? Can he get involved with that?
Yeah, he can. You know, and you're right. He has made some plays the last few days that were good plays. He needs to eliminate the negative ones too, and which I think he's working hard to do. And I see improvement, definite improvement from last year to this year.
Eli had another good practice, I thought, on Monday. He had a pass breakup, you know, in 7. I think it was actually 11 on 11. Did like a celebration afterwards. The players celebrated with him. He's long. He's played high-level football in college. I thought he played well as a rookie. He can play outside. He can play inside. Again, I think Eli Ricks has just as much potential as Keeley Ringo. I think Eli Ricks can be a really good player. And if they let him in the competition, like if they start to give him first team reps and things like that, I do think there's a chance he would overtake Keeley Ringo. So exciting to hear Eli Ricks is going to get a chance. Exciting for Vic to say that he has had a good camp. Now we'll see if he ends up actually getting into it. But I think on my next 53-man roster, I will have Eli Ricks on it because it does feel like he's starting to work his way up. They've kept him for 2 years now. I think Eli has a good chance of making this roster. Now, another competition happening is at edge. And we talk so much about the safety position. And Vic has some good things to say about Sidney Brown, actually. He said he's, you know, playing well. He's putting it together. So he spoke highly of Sidney Brown on Monday. But the third edge spot, and maybe even the second edge spot, like Nolan Smith is going to start. And I think next to Nolan will more than likely, on the other side, I should say, be Jalix Hunt. But Vic had some really good things to say about a veteran edge that they signed this offseason on Monday, and who's had really good stretch of practices. And that's Josh Uche. Josh Uche has really started to stand out. Coming into the camp, I had Josh Uche down on the bubble. I don't think it was a guarantee he's going to make the team, and it might still not be a guarantee. But I think he's played his way into a roster spot. He's gotten good pressure when he's been out on the field. You know, he had the strip sack. I think he has 3 sacks in his last 3 practices. So he's starting to play better and better. And I think he separated himself so far from Azeez Ojulari, who I don't think has had an awesome camp. So Josh Uche at this point, I think, would be the third edge. I think even, like, could he beat Jalix out? Probably not. I think they'll have Jalix start. But I think Josh Uche has been really good. And so when you look at that edge position right now, you have Nolan, Jalix Hunt, Josh Uche, Azeez Ojulari, I think are going to make the team. So Pal Ryland, the rookie, has not stood out to me at all. You do wonder if they would cut him. I would still think just being drafted, they would want to give him a chance, but he's not been really good. Patrick Johnson, excellent special teams player. Maybe he would have a chance there. And then Okoronkwo, I think, has been really good since he's come in. So they're starting to get more guys there that play at a high level with Uche, Okoronkwo. Like, they got guys. But yeah, I think Uche is the one that has separated himself from the pack. All right. On the other side, as always, it feels like a big story on Monday was Cooper DeJean and the ability to play safety. So Vic talked about it. Cooper talked about it. And then Saquon Barkley compared Jahad Campbell to somebody I compared him to when they drafted him. So it's good to see everybody else catching up. But I think you guys will be excited about this comparison. So that stuff will be on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
All right, so a big topic on Monday was Cooper DeJean playing safety. Cooper DeJean spoke to the media. Vic Fangio spoke about Cooper playing safety, and it seems like that's where he's kind of landing. Obviously, we talked at the beginning of training camp about how what they were going to do is in base, they were going to put Cooper at safety if they felt better about the corners, and they were going to put Cooper at corners if they felt at corner if they felt better about the safety. So as of now, it feels like Cooper he's going to play safety. We haven't seen him line up at all at the outside corner in base so far in camp. That's only something we saw him do in the offseason. So Vic Fangio talked on Monday about Cooper playing safety and actually highlighted something I thought was pretty interesting. So here's Vic talking about Cooper playing safety.
As far as when you guys do have a preseason game, and I don't know what the starter situation is, but like, would a guy like Cooper DeJean be a guy you'd like to see in safety in a real game?
Possibly. Yeah, possibly.
So I don't know if what he's talking about here is Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, to be completely honest. But you do wonder if after they had some frustration with how Chauncey was in coverage, if he's talking about a play that Chauncey struggled with and he saw Cooper be able to make it. Cooper DeJean was asked about the play, and here's what he had to say.
Vic had mentioned the play in particular that you had at safety when you picked up a route that maybe had given you guys some trouble last year. Do you remember that play and why you were able to like
I do, you know, and the first day, the first time I got that route, I didn't play it too well, you know, so that was one of the first days. You know, like I said, as we've gone on, I've got more and more comfortable, you know, and just seeing that route a few times and being patient and covering that route, you know, and watching it and seeing it on tape has helped me too.
Cooper's game does translate, I think, really well to safety. It's similar to the nickel role. I think he could do some things that Malcolm Jenkins did when Malcolm was here at safety and they played him all over. And I also just think if you put Cooper on the outside, you can kind of, the offense can run him away from the ball, right? You can send the receiver he's on a go route, and all of a sudden Cooper's 30 yards down the field on either a running play potentially or a play where the ball was completed short and he's far away. I think you want Cooper in that kind of middle beginning part of the field where he can cause havoc, he can play against the run, and he can hit guys coming across the middle. So I think at safety, you can put him back there, you can charge him down the field on plays. He talked about how he has more time to react when he lines up at safety. You know, I think with more time to think and react, you'll see him make more plays. And it just seems like he's enjoying it. So Cooper was asked about playing safety, and here's what he had to say.
Vic was talking about you playing safety. He said he's seen you enough to know you can do it now. How comfortable are you playing safety in the base?
Yeah, I've definitely got more comfortable. Yeah, it took a few practices to get comfortable back there, to understand, you know, how much space you're working with. You know, read and run pass, from a different perspective. So it took a few practices, but I'm definitely starting to feel more comfortable at that position.
One interesting dynamic of Cooper becoming a safety. So to be clear, I'm talking about in base. At nickel, he'll still, I think, line up at nickel. But one thing we should kind of keep an eye on here, if Cooper is awesome at safety and they feel better about him at safety than they do Sidney Brown, would they trade for a nickel corner? We've talked about them adding a safety or an outside corner, but if they move Cooper to safety full time, would they go and add a nickel corner? Maybe. I mean, like, a nickel corner is probably cheaper to acquire than a starting safety or a starting outside corner. And then you have Cooper at his full-time position. Like, maybe Cooper's full-time position is going to be a safety in this defense. And an interesting dynamic to that one is, so Reed Blankenship is in the final year of his deal. And they've got a lot of guys coming up they're going to have to pay. Would they let Reed Blankenship walk if they think Cooper's an awesome safety and have Cooper be the top safety? And the dynamic there is Cooper and Reed, podcast partners. Like, you wonder, does Reed look over at Cooper next to him and go, man, this guy's pretty good at safety and I'm a free agent after the year. Like, is this guy going to take my job? Are they going to have Cooper be a safety, draft another one? Or I know Cooper and Sidney Brown are really close. Like, maybe Sidney steps in and is next year it's Sidney and Cooper as opposed to Reed Blankenship and Sidney. So that is one dynamic of this, that if they decide Cooper is a full-time safety, that probably means the end of Reed Blankenship with the Eagles. And that'd be a shame. I think Reed's a great member of the team. He's a very good player. I don't think he's going to cost a ton. So you would like to see them re-sign him. But Cooper being a full-time safety definitely complicates things when it comes to Reed. All right. Next, Saquon Barkley spoke to the media and had two, I think, really interesting things to say. First, we should say, so a few days ago, it was reported that Saquon was going to join the Trump administration on like some type of sports committee or whatever. He said that the idea was brought to him over in the summer. Sounds like he said no, and then it was just kind of announced or reported he was going to be a part of it. But it sounds like he is not going to be a part of it, for what it's worth. So just if you've seen that on Twitter, Saquon said not going to be a part of it, at least unless Trump makes him. But like, it sounds like he's not going to be part of it. But we've talked on this pod over the past few days about Saquon bringing energy to practice. And I thought, would have been Saturday's practice. I thought he showed, or maybe it was last Friday. Last Friday, he showed up and like brought the energy and was awesome. And he's been talking a lot of trash, like talking trash to Jalen Carter, talking like really Reed Blankenship, like kind of whoever he runs into, he's been getting in their face, bringing energy and talking trash. So Saquon was asked about that, and here's what he had to say.
I mean,
you gotta, you know, I was kind of the newbie last year, getting my feet wet, seeing what my role is. But in New York, you know, I was a captain for a long time there, and you know, I felt like the year, especially the year we went to the playoffs, that was big for us. You know, we weren't anywhere as talented as the team we have here, but Adoree and Aziz would tell you we had very super competitive practices, and we had a great year. So we're trying to go out there and have another great year, and I think it starts with competing here, especially when you're going against Vic and his defense and all those guys over there. We're just getting better every day.
Yeah, I think when the Eagles paid Saquon and talked about why they wanted to do it, I do think one thing they really believe, in addition to the player, is that Saquon the person is a major net positive for them in that building. And so I think that's why when maybe he like might fall off in 2 years just because of the nature of the running back position, I think they feel confident about who he is as a guy, and having him in the locker room, I think they view as a massive positive. And you could see, or I guess, you know, you can hear that there, and then you can see out at practice that he is adding some juice to the offense, and he is doing good things, and he is getting guys going. And I think he's given the offense like a bit of a spark in the training camp that has been sometimes, you know, a bit lackadaisical on offense. So yeah, I think Saquon talking more trash, he said actually talking trash is his best quality, which I think a lot of people would disagree with that, since he's maybe the best running back to ever touch a football. But yeah, I think the energy he's brought has been really, really good. So I'll end the pod with this, because as much as everyone tells me to stop it, as much as Ike Reese insists I'm wrong, I do think Jihad has edge potential, and they're going to give him a chance at edge. So Saquon was talking about Jihad Campbell on Monday and compared him to a guy we've talked about recently, maybe trading for, and a guy that's one of the best, if not the best, defensive players in the league. It's not a linebacker. So here's Saquon comparing Jahad Campbell to a big name.
What is this about Jahad Campbell so far here early on?
Super raw, like freaky athletic. I think it's going to be a problem, a real big problem for a lot of guys in this league. Having to go against him and blocking him. Like, he's kind of built like Micah a little bit. You know, knowing Micah for a long time. So I feel like, you know, as he grows and learn the game a little bit more, you're going to be able to put him in different spots. But just raw, like uber athletic, can fly, aggressive, you know, probably too aggressive in camp right now, to be honest. Got to teach him to stay away from the guys in red and, you know, knowing when to tag off and take shots. But you'd rather him be more aggressive than not. So it's fun. It's fun to get to go against him every single day. And he asks a lot of questions. He asks a lot of questions, whether it's, you know, asking Zach and those guys, or if I might have made a move that might have worked on him, like coming up to me and seeing what I saw. So really excited for him.
Yeah, when they drafted Jahad, I compared him to Micah Parsons in size and stature. I actually think seeing Jahad in person, he has longer limbs than Parsons does. And Parsons, I think, is bigger right now at this point in his career. I think he's stronger. He's moved to edge full time. He played more linebacker as a rookie. I think Jahad definitely needs coached up as an edge. It's going to take him some time. But yeah, I think the comparison is true. And I think it's one the Eagles have internally in terms of what they think he can end up being. The other thing you notice in there is he talks about how Jahad maybe needs to cool it a little bit at practice. I think there's truth to that too. Like, Jahad has been very physical, and I think that's a positive and you want to see that. But if I'm Goddard, I don't need Jahad Campbell knocking me to the ground. If I'm Saquon, I don't need Jahad getting up in my face at the end of a run. If I'm Anaya Smith, I don't need you picking me up at the end of a play. So I definitely think Jahad has, you know, made his presence felt, but my guess is the all-pro players out there are probably like, relax, man. It's the first 2 weeks of training camp. But for Jahad, I get it. He's trying to make a statement. He's trying to acclimate to the NFL. And, excuse me, he is going to make a hit this year that is going to have fans like go crazy. I think he's going to lay a big hit. He's a physical dude. And I think not personality wise, but I think physically he can bring some of that toughness that that Chauncey brought to the team. All right, that'll do it for today's daily podcast. The Eagles are back on the practice field today, which means we will have a post-practice pod for you. And then we got a game on Thursday. So look forward to the rest of the week. Look forward to spending it with you guys and talking about the Eagles. So until next time, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Go Birds!
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.